From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least 7 people are dead, 9 others wounded. It happened in a suicide bomb attack in Kabul, Afghanistan. Nearly a gathering of Afghanistan's leading religious clerics and scholars. No one claiming responsibility for the bombing. However, the Taliban has stepped up attacks across the country in recent weeks as it begins its spring offensive. One of Central America's most active volcanoes erupted in fiery explosions of ash and molten rock Sunday, killing at least 25 people, injuring perhaps dozens. Jimmy Morales is Guatemala's president.
Hemos decidido convocar a un gabinete de ministros.
We decided to call for a cabinet meeting. We're going now to the presidential house, issue a declaration of state of emergency. We believe, based on our legislative law, that we can declare a state of calamity in at least 3 departments.
Hasta este momento que puede ser un estado de calamidad cuando menos en 3 departamentos.
Guatemala's Volcán de Fuego had lava flowing down all sides of the mountain and across vast areas. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says North Korea's 3 top military leaders have been replaced. Some analysts saying the changes could be aimed at bringing the military in line ahead of potential denuclearization deal between Kim Jong-un and President Trump at their June 12th summit in Singapore. China says Sunday talks with the U.S. on trade were positive with concrete progress. They also warned the U.S. any trade and business agreements between the two countries will be void if President Trump carries out threats to impose tariff hikes and other trade measures. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States is urging China to make a full public account of those killed, detained, or who went missing during a crackdown on student-led pro-democracy protests in and around Beijing's Tiananmen Square in 1989. Chinese government sent tanks to quell the June 4th protest. They never released a death toll. Estimates from human rights groups and witnesses range from several hundred to several thousand. Brad Adams of Human Rights Watch tells VOA his group somewhat welcomes Secretary Pompeo's remarks.
What is really important is for the United States and other countries to actually discuss this with the Chinese between the anniversaries, and we see very little evidence that they do that. It's very important for the United States as the remaining global superpower to prioritize human rights in China and not just bilateral or multilateral international issues.
As for Pompeo's statement, China's foreign ministry did not immediately respond, and there was no mention of the 29th anniversary of Tiananmen in Chinese state media. Iran's foreign minister calling the U.S. pullout from the nuclear deal illegal and urging other signatories to make up for the Iranian losses brought on by the U.S. withdrawal. President Trump says the agreement does not sufficiently limit Iran's nuclear program. He also is upset with Tehran's support for extremists across the Middle East, especially, he says, for those and their support of the Syrian government. Jordan's King Abdullah has expected his prime minister, Ani Mulki, to resign today. Today is a bid to soothe widespread anger over economic policies that has sparked the largest protest in several years. Reuters' Serena Dayaram reporting.
Jordan's king is expected to push for the prime minister to step down on Monday. Sources say it's a move to soothe public anger as some of the largest protests in recent memory hit their 3rd straight night near the cabinet office in the capital. Thousands were in the streets of Amman overnight. They grew on Saturday when Prime Minister Hani Mulki refused to scrap a bill that would hike taxes. The tax increases are backed by the IMF, and public backlash has shaken the kingdom. Mulki says it's ultimately up to Parliament to decide on the bill. Unions representing tens of thousands of employees called for a general strike on Wednesday.
That is Reuters' Serena Dayaram. Nearly 50 migrants, mostly from Tunisia, drowned. It happened Sunday when their overcrowded boat sank off the Tunisian coast. The boat was said to be able to handle 90. It had twice that many. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.